One thing that's, I think, so helpful is that our nervous system is not random. We don't randomly have a panic attack. We have a panic attack because there's a high level of threat. And the threat might not be accurately perceived. And right. Stephen Porges talks about neuroception and skewed neuroception if you've had trauma. We don't accurately perceive threat. So we might be reacting to a threat that was real when you were 22, and it's not real in this moment in your home. And so if there's something coming up, it's a memory, a muscle memory, a felt sense. And there's a lot of people now that are starting to look at where exactly and how exactly is trauma stored. It seems to be stored in the fascia, that thing it's in all the muscles, it's in all of our tissues, it connects us, it's our connective tissue. And so that's what we kind of tighten up and we could relax, and then we could kind of let that release out of our body. And as it releases, then we're not as susceptible to the triggering anymore too. Things don't activate us in the way we do. We come down from that hypervigilance into a more appropriate level of vigilance. Or we come up from being frozen and not being vigilant to a more appropriate level. So it works kind of from both directions. Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.